Written by Anonymous for the Home Smut Kink Meme. Read by Opal Song. Overhead, light flows across the ceiling, expanding and contracting like a slow pulse matching his own. His eyes are heavy and growing heavier with as intermediate time passes. The pile of clothes under him shifts, his back arches further to accommodate it. He's drifting, comfortable and pulsing like these little specks of light on the ceiling. Slow and dimmed at first, Gamzee becomes aware of his hand lying on his stomach. It's just resting there, but gradually he feels the shape and weight and warmth of it, as a niche in the otherwise placid fog of sensation. Lips curling a little, he tells his fingers to move, and they do, pressing down and rubbing small circles on the skin where his shirt has slipped up. The itch surpasses itself, and together with the edge, his pulse suddenly gains. The lights swirl and pulse faster, too. Fingertips curling inwards, he brushes his hand up. A rush of warmth breathes through all the dizziness, and then a white-hot flash of awareness, of a little bit of pain, nails that dug in just a bit too hard and split the skin open, just a little. The white light mixes with four small streams of indigo, which run dry before they've really been there, and blend and mix with the white again. A few more drops bleed into it, sharp little pangs skittering through the fog to arrive at the center of his mind. Now the dreaminess is edged with something not quite urgent, the dissolving before they form thoughts telling him that maybe his other hand should become a little less heavy, drift over there and come to lie on his stomach instead. From there, it only becomes heavier, drifting down aimlessly until the seam of his pants is right under his fingers. His hip bone is a bump under skin that feels thin suddenly, and his fingers spend some time running over it and around it, pressing down carefully on the skin next to it, cupping over some bone that sticks out, sharp and defined. His nails dig in deeper now, because everything is growing intense. Another rush of indigo over the field of white. The itch grows and forms, morphs into something wet and twisting and swelling. His thumb presses into the dent underneath his hip bone, stroking. And Gamzee bites his lips and smiles at how that makes everything grow hotter and sharper. Warmth and an odd, tight feeling fill his stomach, and his hand finally drifts under the waistband of his pants, stalling there until he can hear his own breath, quicker than it ever is. Then lower still until there is slick lubrication on his fingertips, and the coruscating lights blur out of recognition. The edges of the sheath are wet already, wide open and ready. In a sticky, slow haze of pleasure, he wonders at the way that some part of him that's a little removed from the calmness is so frantic and throbbing and pulsing, making his fingers slide in the wetness, and there is absolutely nothing slow in the way they wrap around the base of his bulge and tangle the twisting length around them. For a few long seconds, the stimulation is too much, almost painful. Then it dissolves into melting heat again. Light blanks out the rest of his vision while he rubs over the ridges and the sensitive tip. Along with the pulse and the light, his hips twitch up, everything joining in the same rhythm that grew from slow to frantic and now fades to slow again. Drawing back and teasing around the edges, because he wants this to last just a little longer than it will at this rate. In the wet heat, he finds his way lower, until two fingers slide into an indentation and start to press in, slowly opening it up. All of his muscles relax into jelly, fingers twisting back and forth and left and right, stretching and curling, and now his eyes are closed, but the lights don't stop whirling and flickering. The feeling washes up and over his body in waves, itchy and hot and slow, but what it really feels like is the need for something more. Three fingers slid in past the second knuckle, only make the need wax instead of wane, stirring up his insides and shaking the calmness to pieces. Eyes still closed and still adrift, he's become a writhing mess. His shoulders have connected with the floor some time ago. Through the fog, he feels something cold and rubbery brush his unengaged hand, and his fingers' movements halt for a moment, giving him time to get some breath back and sink further into the dizziness again. Licking his lips, paint greasy on his tongue, so this is where he left it. Anticipation flushes heat through his system, and after a few moments of drifting, his fingers remember the motions necessary to grasp the handle of the toy and transfer it to his other hand. The rubber is cool and smooth, and he almost loses his grip positioning it, because by now his whole hand is wet with lubrication. Then the spherical head starts pressing in, stretching him open. Even though he's prepared himself, this is too much. Lightning forks of pain through the soft swirls of light. The pressure doesn't ease up. The uncomfortable feeling becomes more and almost overtakes the pleasure. Becomes a trembling, tight, sick ache, until the sphere's pliable shell gives and the wetness makes it slide in a little. Gamzee's mouth opens in an unconscious sigh and stays that way, his closed eyes looking into a landscape of color. His blood can't seem to decide to rush to his head or go the other way. Seems to go back and forth between those two points in an ocean-tide flow that leaves him dizzy and disassociated from anything but a dazed focus on the way that the sphere's gel filling gives way to his tightening muscles. A bit more pressure opens him further, and then, with compulsive need, he can't stop going deeper, until the sphere is inside halfway and he's stretched around the widest point. He possibly makes a noise at that, a low, urgent sound, but it's hard to hear because his blood is like a drumbeat in his head and continues to grow into a head-spinning hammering. His fingers slip over the handle, twisting it sideways a little and making the pressure grow, finding an indenture on the plastic and pushing it, and what was a landscape of colors wavering like pulsing smoke before becomes a shivering mess of white noise and miracles. The buzz shakes him all the way into his gut and to his bones, in a random rhythm that's nearly musical, but still unpredictable, and shifts between less and more and leaves him gasping and almost fallen off the clothes pile the rest of the way. Wanting it in deeper, in all the way, he pushes at the handle until it's close to being too much, too fast, but finally, just the right amount. Full and shaking and lifting his hips to get the vibrations to an even deeper point, his thighs are coated in slickness and his mouth is wide open to let out an inarticulate but insistent sound every time the vibrations reach their peak, all part of the rhythm. The rhythm turns into twisting and pushing, and the buzzing moves from side to side. It's joined by his hand moving the sphere in and out, stretching and filling, and every time it feels like more, and the lights turn into writhing neon, after images of shadows. There's no room or floor or time, but there's nothing left of him either, except for watching the lights and the sensations and still wanting more, more, more. Detachedly, he notices that he has been chanting and gasping under his breath. Still more. Still not enough. Another half-accidental slip of a finger on a button takes care of that. The gel-like inner workings of the sphere come to life next to the vibrations, squirming and pushing out bumps and ridges and small tendrils through the pliable shell. Again, everything is part of the beat that has been building for some time, and again everything becomes so much better, it's almost too good. It's almost like there's something alive inside of him, something sentient and knowing and moving, something trying to turn him inside out. It flits through the fragments of Gamzee's mind, images and visions of being held and taken by some sort of thing, thoughts that burst into light and nothingness at a touch, fantastic and twisted and strange, making no sense, making the waves come crashing in harder. He needs relief from the pulling, pushing, crashing feeling. The slowness turned into a frantic desperation from it. The quick, shallow breaths of anticipation of something great. He twists the handle up, with fingers numb from vibration until he feels the buzz at the base of his bulge and wraps the wet length of it around it. Thoughts and pictures explode into a burst of color, bright and sharp-edged and unrelenting as this new sensation is. Everything shorts out, hands refusing to move as he lies boneless and open-mouthed and perfectly happy just to let things happen, to let the wave take him and toss him, the franticness turning over into stunned calm. Completely suspended in the sensation, body focused on the vibrating, writhing, dripping mess, and mind still alight with detached wonder because every burst of pleasure is a flash of color and the colors are so pretty. Everything teeters between focused and blurred, and he draws in a breath, and the muscles in his stomach tighten, and the lights draw together, taut and trembling in anticipation. And everything blows out. He clenches around the writhing sphere, spasming painfully tight, his whole body shaking and overtaken. Warmth is an unbearable pressure for a beat, and then rushes out in time to the pulsing light and throbbing electricity and rushing blood soaking his lower body. The colors rush outward and stream past, and everything is white on black on rainbows that crackle and flash like lightning. The everythingness of it, wet and hard, and every nerve bare and shaking makes him tremble like fever and moan and rock his hips into the sensation until it eases back into something softer and lets him fall back into contentment. Arms and legs so heavy and warm and still tingling so he can't lift them. And after the crashing wave, the stimulation hasn't let up, drawing out more sharp responses from already overstressed nerves. He lies there with limbs that feel like jelly and sticky and wet, and the buzzing and squirming collides white with black, electric pangs flashing under his closed eyelids, and he lets it happen again, lets it take him somewhere. A hard, nearly painful throbbing itches up along his spine and legs and under his ribs, and the itch grows until it's a burning, crackling thing, sharp with color, too much to bear. He comes again hard but dry, with not even enough energy left to move his hips with it, and his mouth hangs open, but only so he can gasp in air around the feeling of having bitten into an electric wire. Shivering and burnt out, he manages to grasp the handle, making a stream of low sounds, whirling brightness as he fumbles the vibrations off and pulls the sphere out, dropping it somewhere and falling back completely. The color starburst has become soft and white again, and when it lifts a little and the fog is a bit less opaque, he might have to move from this spot. But right now, his thoughts are the fade out of the music, satisfied and wordless. The end.
Yeah. If you enjoyed this story, please leave feedback for both myself and the author. You can find this story at archiveofourown.com/users/opalsong. And from there, you can find a link to the author's post.